makes this partnership so unique?
You know, we have our Apriva Life application, which, you know, smartphone application that allows merchants to connect with their customers. And really, as far as we know, this is the first time that a major U.S. college campus has partnered with somebody to provide an application for its students, its alumni, or faculty, staff, really anyone who supports the university, you know, to have an application that, you know, supports merchants surrounding and are a part of that university, as well as, you know, giving, you know, everybody on campus a chance to get great deals and offers and at all those merchants.
Specifically for the vending market, I'm assuming the app works on the ASU vending machines. Is that the case? And how many vending machines are we talking about if it is?
Currently, it does not work on ASU vending machines, but it soon will. I mean, really, Apriva, you know, our principal business is we're a payment gateway and, you know, payment technology provider. And a big part of that are connections to campus card providers and campuses, as well as, you know, large vending machine operators, brand names you would recognize. And so, you know, ultimately, the ASU Life, or more broadly, our Apriva Life application, in those campuses where Apriva provides those campus card connections, it will be very easy for students to use the application to pay for things in vending machines, be it through NFC or QR codes or, you know, whatever else the vending industry adopts as a, you know, payment acceptance device. And so, you know, this is our first entry onto college campuses with our Apriva Life product. Apriva was founded by ASU graduates. We have a long and deep relationship with ASU. And so I think this is more than a beta environment for us. But at the same time, it is our first step, and we're looking forward to learning, refining the product, driving as much connectivity as possible, and really providing something interesting for anyone walking around on that ASU campus that wants to use their smartphone to pay for things and get offers.
Do you have a timeline for accepting it at vending?
Oh, I think I would expect sometime over the next 12 to 18 months as more and more vending adopts cashless payments, and really vending adopts either NFC or QR code technologies. I mean, the reality is, and you know this, Emily, you know, most, you know, the current push right now is simply getting machines to accept cashless. And really that next step is enabling any form of, for lack of a better term, contactless payment, you know, NFC, Bluetooth, whatever.
And what kind of benefits will the Apriva Life app offer operators or, you know, when it's vending operators in the future?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we, at a minimum, you know, the application has location-based technology on it. So anyone who uses it, if they want to find the closest vending machine, they would have that ability to know that, hey, gosh, it's, you know, on the, you know, it's this, it's, there's a vending machine or a bank of vending machines in the building that I'm standing right in front of. I just need to walk down the hall and turn left to find them. And then certainly as, you know, that payment technology is turned on, we would allow vending operators to communicate directly with people who have the application on their smartphone. So to the extent that they want to push a certain product, provide offers or whatnot, they will have the ability to talk directly to their customers.
So what do you envision the future of this type of software? I mean, as you said, you started with ASU. It's obviously close to the company, but do you see this going nationwide, and in what time frame?
We will see. I mean, as you know, there are a lot of companies out there offering digital payment technology. I mean, everything from Apple Pay, you know, Samsung Pay, which are what I would call kind of horizontal digital wallets. They're designed or they attempt to work everywhere. To vertical applications, and that's what I would say this is. This is a more of a location or company-specific application. This is aimed directly at the ASU campus. And I think it remains to be seen exactly, you know, how consumers will adopt this, how they'll use it, how often they'll use it, and whatnot. And so, you know, this is our entry into this. We think it delivers a lot of value both to, you know, the users as well as the merchants. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. Clearly, if adoption is high and usage is high, that suggests that things will be coming faster than they might otherwise.
Well, that'll be a really exciting thing to watch. Thank you.
Hey, Emily, thanks for the time. As you know, Apriva, we're a payment gateway. We connect to hundreds of thousands of devices at thousands and thousands of merchants across the company. We have a big effort in pursuing both college campuses as well as corporate campuses, with a big focus on unattended payments, vending machines, as well as any consumer-initiated payment at a device. And so we see Apriva Life and ASU Life as being just another value-added application we can offer to merchants in that space.